From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel at the Capitol, where the 112th Congress got underway with the changing of the guard. Democrats still controlled the Senate by a narrower margin than before, but in the House of Representatives, Republicans took over the majority today with a big list of things to do and to undo. Among the visitors this morning in the ornate statuary hall of the Capitol building was Rich Berg, in town from Wheaton, Illinois. He's here for Republican Randy Holtgren swearing in. I asked him and some other visitors what they hope to see from this new Congress.
That they get intellectually honest with what's going on and not do all the grandstanding and all that other stuff. We have some really problematic issues that have to be dealt with in a serious way.
Louise Farley came from Merced, California to see Republican freshman Jeff Denham sworn in. Her hopes?
Just hope that there'll be a new energy and new ideas and a lot of consensus and working together.
And Sandra Baird of Dublin, Ohio and Naples, Florida, said this was exciting for her since her good friend is John Boehner of Ohio.
I think it's real important for the nation to rein in a bit on spending and hope they can do it judiciously. So everybody has to sacrifice a little, but no one sector becomes too hurt by it.
This afternoon, after a predictable party line vote, the outgoing speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California, spoke of the two parties' common devotion to country, faith, and family, made one last pitch for the virtues of the new health care law, and then handed over the symbol of the speaker's authority.
I now pass this gavel and the sacred trust that goes with it to the new speaker. God bless you, Speaker Boehner.
John Boehner of Ohio is 61 and a 20-year veteran of the House. He came to Washington near the end of the GOP's 40-year stretch in the wilderness of the minority. He has seen his party win the majority in 1994, lose it in 2006, and then regain it last November. His message today was that the House under his leadership will be more transparent and more accountable than it was under previous majorities, both Democratic and Republican.
We will dispense with the conventional wisdom that bigger bills are always better, that fast legislating is good legislating. Allowing amendments and open debate makes the legislative process less efficient than our forefathers had intended. These misconceptions have been the basis for the rituals of a modern Washington. They, in my opinion, have not been served well to the American people.
Speaker John Boehner referring to how Republicans will run the House of Representatives.